Well, now we can start our walk through history. And we do so by moving right, keeping what is left of the castle moat on our left. Imagine a moat of about 25 meters wide. So let's say from where you find the wall now, up to the Gardesana main road. The moat had a depth of about 5 meters, and the surface of the bottom used to be around 15 meters wide. The external part of the moat had an embankment of 2 meters high. The moat remained dry most of the time, and was filled with water only in case of extreme defensive necessity. It obviously kept the military out and prevented war machines and breakthrough machines from getting too close to the walls. As we have said, the wall we see is in Scaligeri style and characterized by a typical technical element, which is a feature of all the structures of the Lords of Verona. A construction in river pebbles, interrupted every 150 centimeters with 2 or 3 brick layers to level and regularize the structure. This wall is about 1 meter thick at its base and decreases the more it goes upwards. You find tower number 9. It is called Torre delle Ore because of the remains of the 16th century clock painted on the external facade. It was the so-called public clock with mechanical movement. At the end of the 19th century, the clock was moved to the bell tower of the parish church. Compared to the other towers, it has a real roof, as the crenellated floor was replaced. This was due to the fact that it became a private residence. We continue along the path towards the second gateway to the city, Porta del Lione.